Masai Ujiri, president and general manager of the Toronto Raptors, who I can now say is a film star. Congratulations, Masai. Thank you for doing this. How are you today?
I'm very good. Very good, Joey. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. There's been a lot of stuff going on since we last spoke on, and I know, you know, I always go back to the same thing over and over with you and why people want to play for you, and that's because you have a big heart, and it's not more evident than in this movie. I got a screening copy. I had the chance to watch some of it, and the documentary tells the story of your incredibly long journey in the development of the basketball camp program. Giants of Africa is the name of the movie. It's going to premiere at TIFF, and you managed to somehow include four countries at this point: Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, and Rwanda, and countless players, coaches, mentors, and you have taken this from nothing to where it is today. Congratulations on that. Congratulations on the movie. Tell us about the process of all of this. It's so much to talk about. Start wherever you like.
No, it's fun, Joey. As you guys know, I'm in Rwanda today, and we increased it from four countries to six, which is a big jump for us. And we're on the fifth country now. We've been in Senegal, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, and we were in Rwanda on day two in Rwanda. And it's unbelievable, Joey. You know, like for me, it's to create more awareness to get opportunity for the youth. And it's not just the youth of Africa. It's the youth around the world with what goes on now, you know. We need to engage more with these kids. And we that have opportunity, it's an obligation to come back and give back, you know. And not only that, you know, it's not just giving back and saying, okay, I'll do. I love it, you know, like this is a favorite part of my the year for me, one of my favorite parts of the year. And it's just spending time on the continent and trying to teach these kids and seeing them, you know, doing community outreach programs, whether it's in villages, whether it's in communities, whether it's in tough areas, slums. It's great. And then seeing progressive Africa, you know, it's not always the negative. There's also the progressive side, which is going great, you know. So, the movie is going to be, it's going to be fun. It's more, I think it's more about the kids, the youth, and creating more awareness, you know. So when people see that we do this, at least let them have a picture in their head, you know, of what we actually do when we come over here. Cause, naturally, some people don't even have the right picture of Africa, because right away some people think, oh, it's wildlife over there, or it's this, or it's that, or it's a great continent, you know, and people need to know more, and the least we can do is just express it through sports.
So give us the bright picture of Africa. You know what the perception is. What is the reality?
The reality is people with a passion for life, you know, like that's the reality. And just like everywhere you go, Joey, you know, you've traveled everywhere, you know, there are good areas, there are bad areas. There are places that you could be that, you know, like are not that great. And there are a lot of places, a majority of the places that you go are great. There's different cultures. It's not like the United States, you know, where it is states. These are countries, you know, like their borders, you're jumping from one culture to the other, you know, going from Senegal, dealing with a whole set of kids, you know, that have different abilities, and different demeanors, different cultures. And you go to Ghana and it's totally different, you know, but everything else is getting better, you know, like it's an unbelievable progressive continent with whether it's banking, real estate, all those things. And sports, we need to get better, you know, with infrastructure and facilities for these kids to get them to be better. So, people need to come and visit here more. It's huge. There's huge investment, you know. It's a very vibrant, I think, society in most of Africa. And yes, there are places just like you have villages everywhere, just like you have country everywhere, just like you have tough places everywhere, just like you have rich places everywhere. It's the exact same thing, you know. So But it's been fun. It's always fun being here and traveling around.
And having a movie in the Toronto International Film Festival, and Hubert Davis, the guy that you thanked that worked so hard to tell the story of the kids with a dream in Africa, and it's pretty amazing that you're going to have this movie. And again, having the chance to see some of it, a lot of it is very touching, you know, the journey that you've embarked upon, but the journey that you're helping others embark upon. How proud are you that you were able to do this?
Oh, so proud. And I really thank MLSC for giving me that opportunity. And I thank Hubert Davis for, you know, really what an unbelievable person, you know, like to come in and know, just study all this, watch film and all that they have captured. There was so much video and footage, and following us in with tough travel schedules and camp schedules and all of that. But our ownership is unbelievable. You know, like, they've given me a unique opportunity, and I have to embrace it. You know, like, I have to use it and use it for these kids. And I'm very, very thankful for that, you know. And I thank the kids too, you know, like they're so passionate. It's great to see the coaches that come with me and come and spend time on the continent. It's amazing. And then you guys, Joey, you guys that are going to create awareness for us, because it's going to make one kid better. It's going to make another team better in terms of teams here and clubs and people that are trying to do stuff in the basketball world.
Well, and it's interesting too, because when you talk about, and our guest is Masai Ujiri, president and general manager of the Toronto Raptors, here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We're talking about the movie Giants of Africa and Masai's program to create basketball awareness and opportunity in his homeland. And Pascal Siakam knew of you before he was ever drafted, and it was largely because of this type of effort on your behalf.
Yeah, it's great for us, you know, because these kids are, the game is so global, Joey, you won't even believe it, you know. Like, I just had two kids. It's going to be, I think, on Instagram and Raptors. I had a kid, a 12-year-old, come to I heard we were here. He lived in Switzerland, but was on holiday here in Kigali, in Rwanda. And makes his uncle bring him to the camp. He extends his holiday 10 days, just because he wanted to come and meet with us and meet me and meet and wanted to know the Raptors. He's been to one Raptor game. He came on holiday with his parents to Toronto. It's incredible. It's a 12-year-old kid, you know. Like, so the game is so global. It's everywhere that. We have to give opportunity. That's it's an obligation for me to give this kid the right opportunity, so that they can perform. And for players like Saitam, and whether it's Luke Pamute or all these African players, they're doing a great job too, because they tell a story. They tell a story of their journey and where they come, and they all. They all come back, you know. They all come back to give back. So we have to teach this kid, Joey. We have to teach this kid the basic life skills. You know, whether it's being honest, whether it's being on time, whether it's women empowerment, whether it's health awareness. All these things are things that we like to conform with our basketball camp. So it's not only basketball skills. So having those sharp kids and having intelligent kids like that is very important for us.
All right, you talked about how global the game is, and nothing is more, I guess, poignant than the fact that the Toronto Raptors have just announced a pair of alternate uniforms for the 2016-17 season. One of them is celebrating the 70th anniversary of the first game at Maple Leaf Gardens in a Toronto Huskies blue uniform. But in the spirit of globalism, the second one commemorates the Chinese New Year. So it just speaks to what you're talking about. Talk about the – look, Masai, I know you like to dress really well, and I've seen you, and you look good in your suits. I think you now, the Raptors, have more uniform options than you have suits. You have 6 uniform options now, just to make sure that you're aware of that. Talk about the new uniforms and specifically the one that pays tribute to the Chinese New Year.
We want to create awareness. We want and we want to make people feel good about the game. And I think Adam Silver has done an unbelievable job with even spreading this as much around the world. And we played in London last year. You know, like, we're doing this with our uniform. We're unique, Joey. We're a unique team, and we have to find a way to reach the globe. We have to figure out a way to build our fan base and build support around the world and make people enjoy basketball, you know, and our fans do it so well. I think our players embrace it. We have international players who really embrace it. We're a global team. We're the only team in the NBA that's outside of the United States. I think we need to embrace it even more. So those jerseys, they'll keep on counting, Joey. We'll keep counting we'll keep counting those uniforms till it gets to 1 per game.
So let's talk about the team. You talk about the globalism, and last year you had a great season. You came so close. You were the only team other than Golden State to beat the champion Cavaliers, and LeBron was down 3-1 and a superhuman effort. You know, they call him Superman a lot of the time. Well, he really earned the title last year. And look, there were games where you got blown out, but there were games where you guys played incredibly tough basketball and smart basketball and were able to beat the Cavaliers. And there have been some changes in the offseason. Look, you signed DeMar to the big deal. You know he's in. He was always in to be here. It was never really in doubt. Kyle Lowry is another guy who wears his heart on his sleeve, and we have to congratulate them for winning a gold medal, both of them with Team USA. Some of those games were close, but talk about them winning the gold medals. How do you think that helps DeMar and Kyle in being around that kind of environment?
Well, Joey, you think about it. Join me in thinking about it, you know, like, and this is how I pinch myself, you know. 3 years ago, we're talking about, you know, breaking up a team. We're talking about trading Kyle. We're talking about all the different things that we were going to do. And then it starts to line up. This is where you need luck in sports, and you need a great culture. You need to give this kid confidence, and you need need to empower them in some kind of way. You know, like, make them feel the responsibility of performing. Make them feel comfortable with their surroundings and comfortable with playing. And then you go to that, and then you say, these two guys were all-stars in their home city. They go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they both have gold medals. You know, like, from 3 years ago, look at what they've done, you know. And you can only hope that we continue to grow, you know, like, as a team. It's not just them. It's all the players. We continue to build and grow and put a platform for them where they try to perform. And for us, it's incredible. The Globe, people talk about the close games, you know. Well, guess what? The United States had probably 3 or 4 players that didn't play. And then secondly, all is catching up, to be honest. You know, like, the game is so global. Every team comes to play, and every team, I think, wants a chance to compete against them. So it's not going to be those 40-point blowouts by the Dream Team in 92 anymore. You know, it's different, but they persevered, they adjusted, and Coach K did an unbelievable job, and they won the gold medal. So as a team with the Raptors, this helps us tremendously, because it builds experience for our guys. They've played basketball in the summer, and now they can rest a little bit and prepare for hopefully a really good season.
Masai Ujiri is our guest on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Joey Vendetta. He has a movie in the Toronto International Film Festival. You can go to tiff.net and you can check out the times there. They don't have the times up yet, but they will, and you can buy tickets for it. And I've seen some of it, and I'm going to watch the rest of it. It looks really cool, and it's very inspiring. You talk about globalism as it relates to the Raptors. Lithuanian Jonas Valanciunas, a guy that you signed, made a big commitment to, and had a very good season last year, and is developing into the guy that you envisioned. Didn't have the greatest Olympic tournament, in his own words, right? He said, I've got to do something with my head, And that pretty much tells you that this is a guy who's maturing. An immature guy does not make that comment. He didn't play well in the Olympics, and he called himself out, which to me is impressive and says that this 24-year-old is growing into the guy that the Raptors need him to be. Did you manage to watch much of the Olympics?
Yes, I did. Jonas is doing some of the things that in the NBA is totally different. He's guarded different, you know, like it's a total different game and play. But I hear him loud and clear, you know, like he knows some of the things he needs to work on. And he's a 23, 24-year-old kid, you know. He's maturing, his game, he's growing with the game and becoming more matured in playing the game itself. And he needed to work on his body this year. He did, and he's perfected that. And then now he wants to work on the mental aspect of the game. You know, it takes time. These things take time, Joe. It's not overnight that it's going to happen. And then sometimes they are going to have little bit of bad runs. You know, like, but there's one thing I love about our guys. They keep coming back. You know, they'll come back and they come back and they come back and they persevere and they want to get better. It's what we said. They said in the playoffs, well, against Indiana, this guy did not play well. Oh, they blew us out. Or well, guess what? They kept coming back and coming back, persevering, playing hard. You know, like and trying to adjust and trying to be better. It's not, yeah, tuck your tail in and go and pout and sit down and don't do anything. So I know Jonas will be back, and I know he'll be back strong. You know, like that's the belief in our players, and they'll continue to work on it.
And one last question before I let you go: you sign Jared Sullinger, and this is a good pattern that Masai Ujiri exhibits. You find value in guys with high upside. We saw what you did with Bismack, a guy that was basically discarded and now won the lottery with the season he had, and then the deal he signed in the offseason for I think it was $17 million a year, whatever it was. It was a heck of a lot more than he ever thought he was going to get, and congratulations to him. But now you have Jared Sullinger, who with Boston was a guy that showed flashes, but we know what the question marks were around him. There were question marks that he himself brought up, and he's aware that he has to watch his weight, and he has to watch what he puts into his body, and his compete level has to be very consistent. But this guy has a shot at playing 30 minutes a night in the front court, and he's only 24 years old. What do you expect out of him? What did you see in him that you went after him?
Well, you have a skilled big, you know, a guy that can take the pressure off DeMar and Kyle like a little bit. He can handle it, he can pass it, he can shoot it. He's an incredible rebounder, which we're going to need. Listen, we know all the. I always tell these players, you know, like you know what the negative is, you know what the things you need to work on are, and you know the things that you know where you need to grow up Jared knows that, you know, and there has been dedication over the summer. He's done an incredible job. Right now, he's in Vancouver working really hard with Alex McKechnie. He has been. We had a group of guys there. He's shown great leadership, and we need some luck, you know. Like sometimes it's just we were lucky to have him. To be honest, Joey, you know, like if he hadn't put himself in this situation, there's no way we're talking about a guy like that, you know, like, so for him, for us, we have to be better, you know, and I think Jared knows that, and he's determined to, he's really excited, and hopefully it works out. We do all these things on paper. You hope it works out on the court. You know, at the end of the day, it has to work out on the court.
One last question, because I know you're in the middle of a lot. The East, there's been some shifting. Dwight Howard's now in Atlanta. You got Al Horford in Boston. We saw what the Bulls did with Rajon Rondo and picking up Dwayne Wade, and you got Jimmy Butler at small forward, and if they stay healthy, they are going to be in the mix. How much more competitive, and you know, even Miami with Dragic and Winslow's going to be better, and Chris Bosh may come back, and Hassan Whiteside has really turned into a player. You all of a sudden have an Eastern Conference that 2 years ago was so much below the West on so many levels, that's now a hell of a lot more competitive, isn't it?
Oh, big time. You know, you didn't mention the Knicks, you know, like who could possibly be better. And then Detroit have slowly grown. Those the Orlando added, you know, whether it's Bismarck, whether it's Serge Ibaka, and so did Washington, you know, like, so at the end of the day, all of it, everybody looks pretty on paper, including us, you know, like, you have to go perform. You have to go. Last year we made changes, you know, and quite a few, and in the end our guys had to do it on the court, and they did, you know, like, so we have to continue to grow. We're more of a growing team rather than add this year, you know, like, we only added a couple with draft picks and Solinger, so we want to continue to give the guys the opportunity, you know. It's not. We're not only thinking now. We're thinking 2 years from now. We're thinking 3 years from now, or the future of the Raptors. But the Eastern Conference has gone better. We acknowledge that. We know that, and we're going to go out and compete just like we've done every year the last 3 years, and go out and give it our all on the court. And these guys are up for the challenge.
How long before we see an African team in the Olympics?
Well, there are a couple of African teams in the Olympics. If you mean win it or medal in the
Olympics. Yes, medal in the Olympics.
You know, it's tough, you know, like, but people are becoming more aware. I was here during most of the Olympics in Africa, and everybody was watching Nigeria play in the Olympics, and you have to take those baby steps, you know, for them to go to the to London, and now go to they went to Rio. You take those baby steps and make sure you make progress, and we'll see how it goes. It starts from the youth, Joey, and we're trying to make sure the youth here not only get the opportunity but understand, you know, like where the game is, you know. And it's funny, we just did a drill in camp, and we're trying to make 10 layups through this drill. And the kids were struggling, and the pressure started mounting. And I explained to them, imagine if you feel pressure trying to make a layup with nobody guarding you. Think about Kyle or LeBron or all these guys that a billion people are watching them, so much pressure. People are running at them with a hand in their face, and they have to make shots. They have to perform. That's what these kids have to learn slowly, you know, like that. You know what? Take this sport serious, and maybe it will take you places. It might not be playing basketball, but you could become something. But understand the importance of being serious in a game.
Giants of Africa, you're one of them. They appreciate you, and you imagine the things that you can do going forward. Masai Ujiri, as always, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Joey. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon, man.